100.7 The Tiger. Abby Lee here.
And Brittany Rose.
And we are on the phone with Miss Gabby Barrett. How's it going, girl?
Wonderful. How are you guys?
We're doing good.
And we are so excited to talk to you. We always, like, whenever your song comes on, we turn it up loud and we jam out. I'm even in a five-year relationship, and Abby's like, why are you jamming out to I Hope so hard? Like,
oh, thank you.
We love it so much, and we love your new album so much.
Yeah, it's an exciting time for sure.
Yeah, so can you kind of, like, give us a rundown on the album? Like, how long have you been working on it? Like, give us a couple of your favorite songs.
Right.
Yeah, absolutely. So I have been writing for about 2 years now. So the past 2 years, pretty much this album is made up of who I am as a person. And with it being a debut album and your first album, you know, you can't ever redo it. So I wanted to make sure it was something that I was going to be very proud looking back on. And I'm thankful that I got to have such a large hand in creative, from writing to, you know, the graphics and the color schemes and the outfits and the titles and all of the stuff kind of to do with it. So I'm very, very excited about it. I got to write, 12 of the 13 songs, and so it's been exciting to finally be able to release that to people. And some of my favorite songs, that's really hard, but one that I was really excited for people to hear would be Footprints on the Moon. It was just such a cool song. There was a lot of encouragement in it, which I think people could use right now during the times, as well as the same trio that wrote I Hope, too. So it was me, John Knight, and Zach Hale that wrote that song, too. So
you really had your hands in, like, pretty much all of it, so that's awesome.
Yeah.
That's how you get it done.
Exactly. So we know the latest song, one of the good ones, is about your husband, Cade. How does it feel like that he has better hair than, I mean, Abby or I? Like,
his hair
is
great.
And myself included. he's really good hair. I always joke with people. I'm like, oh, it's a wig. And I try to pull it off, and it doesn't come off. But believe it or not, he wakes up and his hair looks like that. And I just hope
I woke up like this.
I hope my children get his hair and not my tumbleweed, like, fried off music industry hair.
Of course he would wake up and just, like, look like
that. I mean, that's how most guys are.
Guys have it so easy, it's not fair.
We just watched your wedding video and cried.
Yeah.
Oh, thank you. Yeah. His vows are just very sweet. He's very poetic.
Does he write a lot with you?
So he actually does a lot of guitar stuff. He was on my season of American Idol. We were on the same season and met on there. And what's funny is he does a lot of the guitar stuff for me. So all throughout the album, on songs like Footprints on the Moon, Write It on My Heart, Jesus and My Mama, he's on all of those playing the guitar. So we do a lot of music stuff together,
That's awesome that you can have, you know, a relationship and y'all are both passionate about the same thing. It's so beautiful. So one more thing before we get off the phone with you. So,
I know. I guess I'll stop asking questions about your husband and go back to the real questions about your album.
Do you have any shows lined up or anything? I know everything's kind of weird right now with COVID, but...
Not really. We're kind of just trying to be wise with everything and just taking it day by day like every other artist is kind of doing.
Right.
I think it's going to be really honestly quiet for the most of the year.
Right.
But something we were excited about was the album. I was actually supposed to be on tour with Brad Paisley right now. It's okay. I'd rather people be safe. Sorry. So,
yes, you're right.
But we will be having actually a live stream, a big live stream for the Goldmine album tomorrow on different platforms. So it's a special, like, live stream of songs that have never been performed. So y'all have to check it out.
Oh yeah,
where can we find that at?
I think it's going to be on Twitter, YouTube, and Facebook live stream. So it'll be on all those.
We are loving that.
We will definitely tune into that.
Oh yeah, for sure.
Well, Gabby, we appreciate you calling in.
Thank you guys for taking the time.
Absolutely. And make sure you go give Gold Mines a download and a listen, because it's a great album.
Yeah. Abby Lee and I have been obsessing over it.
Yes, we have been. Thank you so much, girl.
Thanks, girls. Have a great day. Thank you.
You
too. It's Abby Lee
and Brittany Rose.
Live with the Tiger.